The night received the day, and the scarlet sunset burned into blackness in the west, leaving the sea to reflect only the lamp of an early moon. At 6:50 p.m., David was about to drop pasta in a pot of boiling water, preparing a dinner of linguine and butter with roasted pine nuts and Parmesan cheese, broccoli on the side, a meal that Emily had often prepared, when Isaac Eisenstein called from New York. "Your cutie has a job, such as it is. She's one of the three directors of the Patrick Michael Lynam Corley Foundation. It's not a paid position." David put down the box of pasta and leaned against the counter. "Which means what? What's this foundation do?"
"Its resources aren't enormous. It's not like the Ford or the Gates Foundations. They make about $100,000 a year in grants to various academics studying the effects of new technology on society."
"They need three directors for that?"
"It's how these things work. Here's an interesting factoid. The other two directors are ghosts. Try to background them, and you find several people with the same names, different social security numbers. None has anything to do with the Corley Foundation. As far as we know, your Madison is the only director who's a real person."
"What do you make of that?"
"I don't make anything of it, my friend. What it suggests to me is that maybe you should forget this lady and use an online dating service, or join a monastery."
Sinuous curls of steam rose from the boiling water in the pot. They looked like a series of question marks without the dots. "For the time being," David said, "I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt."
"Have you been hooked and reeled in, or what? Hooah!
There has to be trust in every relationship."
"Hooah!
Don't hooah me. Change my mind with facts. Yesterday you said all this had taken a weird turn because of Patrick Corley. You said maybe he's been dead 7 years. Maybe not."
"A PI from Santa Barbara, Lou Ross, did all the local footwork for me out there. You'll see it on your bill."
David sighed.